1 year ago, it was still a mystery as to who would be president following the 2000 presidential election. The holdup was the vote count in Florida. Texas Governor George W. Bush eventually was declared the winner in Florida and got its 25 electoral votes, and with that, won the White House. Vice President Al Gore lost Florida by 537 votes out of the more than 6 million cast. Questions surrounding the uncounted votes remained. 8 news organizations, including the Washington Post, conducted a 10-month review of more than 175,000 disputed ballots. Dan Keating is a reporter with the Washington Post. Good morning.
Morning.
What did the review examine?
We looked at all of the ballots in Florida that didn't register a vote for president in the election to try to see what was on them.
That includes the so-called undercount and the so-called overcount.
The undervotes and overvotes.
With the review complete, would George W. Bush still be president?
The recounts that were underway, either the one that Al Gore asked for in 4 counties or the one that the Supreme Court ordered to do undervotes statewide, either of those apparently Bush would have done fine on and would still have won the presidency. But if a review had of all the ballots statewide had been conducted, at least from what we saw in the ballots, Gore would have ended up with more votes.
How many more votes?
A very small margin, anywhere ranging from about 60 to about 171.
So Gore pursued the wrong strategy. He should have gone for a statewide recount.
In fact, he did, because the windfall of ballots that was awaiting him was in something that really never got focused on during the whole thing, which is the paper optical ballots and the people who overvoted on those. That's where he really stood the most to gain.
And that was his right under Florida law, wasn't it?
There was no way to simply ask for an entire statewide recount. The way to do it, he would have had to ask for one individually in each of the 67 counties. And the reason for not doing that, it's so easy for us to stand here in hindsight and say that's what he should have done. But if you think of what actually happened down there, they decided to only ask for recounts in 4 counties. And as it is, only 2 of those even got completed. If they could not shepherd 4 through, then you can well imagine that if they had been trying to get 67 to happen simultaneously, they might well not have gotten it. That was a big part of their decision, is to try to ask for what they thought they could get, what they thought they could handle.
Is this study really useful? And the White House, of course, says it's time to move on.
Oh, I think the move on issue is a very important one, on the fact that this is not an attempt to resettle the presidency. This is not an attempt to say who is president. This is very helpful for some issues in terms of, we've learned a lot about the reliability of recounts, we've learned a lot about what kind of voter error took place and what kind of things would solve those problems, and just from a historical point of view, it's good to know what was on the ballot so it won't just be an endless debate and discussion. It's a fact that we can now know.
So this will help in future elections?
We would hope so, and it also helps to tell us things about recounts. One thing that we learned was that the Republicans said during the whole process last year that recounts are not reliable, and what we found is that, in fact, it's true that when more than one person looks at one of these punch card ballots, they pretty often see different things. And the range of difference between what one person saw and another was greater than the error margin or the winning margin. So it certainly could be said the Republicans were right, that having people do that is not the most reliable way. Maybe you're better off sticking with what machines see.
Florida has enacted some election reform. Has it addressed the matters that you've discovered in this study?
Yes. In fact, one thing that we discovered is that bad ballot designs. I'm sure people remember the Palm Beach butterfly ballot. Another thing was the Duval County ballot that spread the presidential names over 2 columns. Those bad ballot designs were by far the most highly related factor for high voter error. And the state has taken steps to prevent those kind of things from happening again. I don't know that a lot of other states have really looked at that very closely yet.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Dan Keating is a reporter with the Washington Post. The Post was one of 8 news organizations participating in a review of disputed Florida ballots in the 2000 presidential election.